Hello and welcome to Rancho Cucamonga, California, here at Lone Mart Field for game two of six between your Fresno Grizzlies and the hometown Rancho Cucamonga Quakes. Hello and welcome, however you're listening and wherever you're listening. Thanks for tuning in to Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV. My name is Steven Wrights, and I'm glad you could join us for Wednesday night baseball between the single-A affiliates of the Colorado Rockies and Los Angeles Dodgers. It's your Fresno Grizzlies and the hometown Rancho Cucamonga Quakes. Your Fresno Grizzlies come in with a record of 54-48 overall. They're 16-21 in the second half in the California League North Division standings. They sit six games back of the San Jose Giants, who have lost four in a row, while the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes come in with a record of 53-48. They are 23-14 in the California League South Division second half standings. The Quakes, a two-game lead over the Visalia Rawhide in the South Division second half. As both these teams push towards the postseason, the Quakes looking to meet the Lake Elsinore Storm, while your Fresno Grizzlies look to face the Modesto Nuts. Last night, the Quakes got the best of the Grizzlies by a final score of 9-3. It was a six-run six, end up being the difference maker as the Quakes won in game one of this six-game series. The Grizzlies fell to 3-10 all time at Lone Mart Field, but also suffered their fifth consecutive Road Tuesday loss after starting the year 4-0. The Grizzlies clawed ahead early when Rockies 2024 second-round draft pick out of Texas, Jared Thomas, a first-pitch single up the middle. He would later score on a Tevin Tucker force-out. Tucker had a triple later on, scored on a Caleb Hobson RBI double. Jason Hinchman had the other RBI, a single, scoring Andy Perez. But the Grizzlies couldn't hold the Quakes, as it was Meza, the outfielder, and Jose Meza. He had two home runs. He had three RBI, three runs scored, added a walk on top of his outstanding night. The Grizzlies starter in Albert Pacheco, five innings of two-run ball and no decision. Fidel Ulloa picked up the loss in his Grizzlies debut, but a big strikeout of Miguel Rojas, who was on Major League rehab. Finally, Austin Becker, an inning and a third of scoreless baseball out of the bullpen for your Fresno Grizzlies. So the Grizzlies looking to get back on the win column tonight as they give the ball to right-hander Brian Perez, a 4-5 record, a 4.27 ERA. He'll be countered by Rancho Cucamonga Quakes lefty Luke Fox, no record, a 2.04 ERA. Fox, who was on the development list, activated today as he looks to give the Quakes their second straight win here at Lone Mart Field. Well, prior to tonight's game, I sat down with one of a voice that you may recognize, a man who's been on the air a few times with me this season, and that's Dominic Lorenz. We are on his side of the state of California, and we had a chance to catch up with Dominic and talk a little bit about Angels, Dodgers, and then Grizzlies baseball and what makes it great for him to be here in Southern California. Our pregame guest is Dominic Lorenz. When we come back after the break, we'll have that interview with him. You're listening to Grizzlies baseball on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Okay, the 2025 Toyota Camry is fully redesigned. I see you, Toyota. Sleek interior, electronic all-wheel drive. I should hit the mountains. I should call my girls. I should call my mom. Fold-down rear seats. This Camry's got tons of room. Could fit a snowboard in here. Should I try it again? The instructor was cute. Is he single? Is it complicated? 232 horsepower. Get lost in nature. Find myself in Joshua Tree. What if his name's Joshua? Find yourself in an all-new 2025 Toyota Camry today. Toyota. Let's go places.
Welcome back to the Fresno Grizzlies pregame show. I'm bringing one of my best buddies in Dominic Lorenz. Thanks so much for joining me.
Hey, much appreciated. I can't wait to talk about what we're going to talk about here in the pregame show.
Absolutely. Now, this is your neck of the woods, and it's now another trip for the Grizzlies down here south as we take on the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes. But you are used to this area a little bit. Talk to the fans about where you're from in this area, and you're growing up around the baseball in this area too.
Well, I'm not afraid to reveal my age. I'm 29 years old, and I've been a SoCal native my whole life, born and raised in Corona, California, which is just about 14 miles from Lone Mart Field here in Rancho, about 25 to 30 miles from San Manuel in San Bernardino, and just about the same 25 to 30 from Lake Elsinore, where the Storm plays. So being a part of California League Baseball in the minor system, if it's the Angels, the Dodgers, or even the Padres, it's been a part of my blood since I was a little kid. I actually grew up coming here to Lone Mart Field at the time, the epicenter, when the Angels were affiliated with the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes. So saw some really great players like Jared Weaver, Mike Napoli, Eric Ibar, and I don't know, a guy named Mike Trout. So it's been a very, very cool experience being down here in SoCal and welcoming you into my neck of the woods last year and this year so far.
Absolutely. Now, actually, that's exactly what I was going to talk about. You're an Angels fan, and so, of course, it makes sense, of course, watching Angels prospects when you were coming to games when you were really little. But at this time of the year is when the draft happens and a lot of movement, and the Angels are a team that usually moves their draft prospects quickly, and now the Rockies have followed suit as they sent Charlie Condon over to High A Spokane. So can you talk a little bit about why the Angels do that and what helps out when you do move prospects quickly?
You know, being an Angel fan for so long, it's been a privilege and a little bit of a curse, a little bit. The Angels, as many people know, it's a tough organization right now in many ways, but you still got to root for your team no matter, you know, if you're a SoCal product or if you're a fan from afar. Just the way the organization right now is run with GM and front office staff, if they see something that they like, they want to expedite that process and get it to the big league as fast as possible. Last year when Fresno was in San Manuel to take on the 66ers, we saw a guy named Nolan Schanuel, and guess what? For the last year plus, he's the Angels starting first baseman and a part of that young nucleus and core. So guys like Zach Neto, Logan Ohapi, it's one of those things where the Angels just see talent. They want to explode it onto the scene where not many other teams in Major League Baseball have seen it and have enough scouting report on it. So you kind of have the upper hand in some way, shape, or form. Their eighth overall pick, Christian Moore, he was with the Inland Empire 66ers for two games, and then adios, go on over to AA Rocket City in Alabama. So from one heat source to now a humidity heat source, and there's rumblings that he might make an MLB debut in September. You know, there's still time to tell, but overall a good trajectory, and the Angels just love having that youthful movement right now in this part of the organization.
Yeah, Nolan played just a couple games against the Grizzlies before he was called up to AA, and then, of course, made his debut a little bit later too. But we're at Lone Mart Field, which is all about the Dodgers, and another Major League rehabber was here yesterday, Miguel Rojas, and I want to talk a little about the rehabbers you've seen at your time watching baseball games.
Oh man, there's been a lot. I think the most recent one that I saw from the big league level, outside of, you know, things we talk about with the Fresno Grizzlies, would probably be Michael Lorenzen 2 years ago when he was an Angel player and he pitched for the Inland Empire 66ers against the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes, kind of those last 2 weeks of the regular season. I got to meet his mom, got to know their family a little bit. Just a really, really cool story to be a part of that in some way, shape, and form. You know, I've seen Mike Trout on a rehab assignment for Inland Empire, Taylor Ward, just a lot of prospects, and even while we're here with the Quakes, Clayton Kershaw, who's simply, I guess, he's made a rehab appearance here in Rancho, I would say once every year for the last couple of years, which has been kind of cool.
Absolutely, and of course now your Fresno Grizzlies are back at it against the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes, and just had Nolan Jones, which has, you know, talked about, and we've had Ermon Marquez, who faced the Quakes just a month ago or so. So can you talk about what you've seen from the Fresno Grizzlies over the past month?
You know, since the time I was up in Fresno at Chuck Chancey Park a couple of weeks ago, right after the pseudo All-Star break, and times were struggling. It was kind of that dog days of summer, and we got to figure things out in that sense. They found a way to click it into high gear. I know there's been some recent call-ups with Calaz and, you know, other guys that really shine from the ACL and recent draftees. So I think it's, you got to get hot at the right time. And everybody talks about it. There's only 4.5-5 weeks left of the regular season. And Fresno right now, 6 games out of a postseason in the second half leading spot where San Jose's currently occupying at the moment. But get hot at the right time. And if it's Andy Perez, who's been absolutely on fire all season long, but especially here in the second half, Caleb Hobson's been a great story. And honestly, Darius Perry, the local product from La Mirada, has been exceptional since Fresno was here in Lake Elsinore. back in the middle of July, right before that All-Star break we talked about. So there's guys that can galvanize this team, new faces, somewhat new places here on the road trip, but overall, get hot at the right time, and this Fresno Grizzlies team can really soar into the postseason.
Your knowledge of the California League is immaculate, but now, how can fans really listen to Dominic Lorenz, and where do you currently broadcast games?
Well, after being in the California League, I did work for Lake Elsinore from 2017 to 2019, broadcasting ticket sales promotions, and then COVID hit. We all know that was an extremely tough time, not just everybody around the world personally, but this industry was tough for a while. But I found my niche to get back in, and it was the high school level, and I'm currently the broadcaster for Huntington Beach High School for their baseball and football programs. And baseball season went phenomenally this year, 24-10 record. Had some struggles, though, in the postseason, playing top teams in the country like Corona High School, who was number one in the country and ended up being number one after winning the Division I title. But a great program led by manager Benji Madur and his whole coaching staff. Terrific set of players that are D1 bound. And we do have a recent draftee in Ralphie Velasquez, who was with us 2 years ago, class of 2023. And he's now the number 23 overall pick from the Cleveland Guardians, and now at the single A level and potentially, hopefully soon, getting bumped up to the high A level. So, you know, just a really good program, and football season's right around the corner. We love baseball, but football's right around the corner, and Huntington Beach is very privileged to have the number one quarterback prospect in the class of 2027 in Brady Edmonds. So a lot of good things coming from Orange County Athletics.
Absolutely. Well, we can't wait to see what the future holds for you and for the rest of this season for the Fresno Grizzlies. We'll talk to you later.
Absolutely.
And we thank Dominic Lorenz for joining us on the pregame show. Hello and welcome back to Lone Mart Field here in Rancho Cucamonga, California, as we get set for game two of this six-game series between your Fresno Grizzlies and the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes. With that being said, let's give you your Fresno Grizzlies Toyota starting lineup presented by reigning California League Manager of the Year, Steve Solis. The Grizzlies, they are 54-48 overall, 16-21 in the second half, a proud single-A affiliate of the Colorado Rockies. Lead off and playing third base, number 3, Braylon Wimmer. Batting second at DH, number 10, Jared Thomas. Batting third and center field is number 44, Robert Calaz. Batting fourth at shortstop, number 7, Andy Perez. Batting fifth at first base, number 25, Jason Hinchman. Batting 6th in left field, number 14, Felix Tena. Batting 7th in right field is number 24, Caleb Hobson. Batting 8th, the catcher, number 33, Darius Perry. And batting 9th at second base, number 8, Tevin Tucker. And on the bump tonight, for your Fresno Grizzlies, the right-hander, number 36, Brian Perez. A 4-5 record, a 4.27 ERA. So once again, for your Fresno Grizzlies, their Toyota starting lineup will be Wimmer, Thomas, Claus, Andy Perez, Hinchman, Tena, Hobson, Perry, Tucker, and Brian Perez on the bump. And now it's the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes starting lineup. They are 53-48 overall, 23-14 in the second half, led by manager John Shoemaker, the proud single-A affiliate of the Los Angeles Dodgers. And here's the Quakes starting lineup. In center field, number 7, Kendall George. Batting second at third base, number 13, Wilman Diaz. Cameron Decker, the first baseman, he will bat third. Carlos Rojas, the catcher, he will bat fourth. Followed by last night's hero, DH number 35, Jose Meza. Batting sixth, the left fielder is Samuel Munoz. Batting seventh in right field, Eduardo Quintero. Batting eighth at second base, Oswaldo Osorio. And batting ninth, the shortstop, Elijah Hainline. And on the bump, left-hander, number 21, Luke Fox. So once again, on the Quakes starting lineup, it will be George Diaz, Decker, Rojas, Meza, Munoz, Quintero, Osorio, Hainline, and Fox on the bump. With that being said, let's head down to the field for tonight's national anthem.
Was so bright.
an outstanding national anthem to get us set for Wednesday night baseball game 2 of 6 between your Fresno Grizzlies and the hometown Rancho Cucamonga Quakes. Hello and welcome, however you're listening and wherever you're listening. Thanks for tuning in to Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV. My name is Stephen Rice, and I'm glad you could join us as we face the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes here at Lone Mart Field Wednesday night baseball. The Grizzlies looking to get back in the win column after suffering a 9-3 loss last night. Your Fresno Grizzlies still 7-3 over their last 10 games as they will take on left-hander Luke Fox, who is warming up right now. No record of 2.04 ERA for Fox. As your Fresno Grizzlies, a place they've had a lot of trouble playing at 3-10 all time here at Lone Mart Field. That's dating back to 2022. The Grizzlies, though, they have a better overall record against the Quakes in their team history. The Grizzlies, they are 20-17 all time against the Quakes. Rockies and Dodgers affiliates getting ready for battle as Braylon Wimmer for your Grizzlies will lead things off. A little bit of a different top of the lineup look for Fresno. Braylon Wimmer has been a leadoff man just a few times here in 2024 as he gets the ball, or he will get the ball against the left-hander in Luke Fox. As the left-hander Fox ready to go, just off the development list, and here we go. Baseball here at Lone Mart Field. Glad you could join us, the Grizzlies and the Quakes. 88 degrees, clear skies, 11-mile-per-hour winds out to right field. As here comes tonight's first pitch. Fox will work out the windup. Braylon Wimmer ready to go. Here is the pitch. And it is to the backstop at 6:33, and we are underway here at Lone Mart Field. So first pitch from Fox sails to the backstop. One ball and no strikes here in the top of the first inning. Braylon Wimmer at the plate leads the club with 11 home runs. The pitch from Fox on its way. It is a called strike count at 1-1. Wimmer batting .287. That is tied for fifth in the California League with fellow Grizzly infielder Andy Perez. As Wimmer checks his swing and or actually waves at it, and a foul tip into the glove, kind of one ball and two strikes. Braylon Wimmer, he had a tough game yesterday with four strikeouts, a career high for him. As the 1-2 on its way, and it's high, two balls and two strikes. Home plate umpire Theo Arndt, over on the bases Larry Pettis for tonight's contest. As here comes the 2-2 from Fox. And it is called strike three. And Wimmer caught looking. Fifth time he has struck out already in this series. As it brings up the DH in Jared Thomas. Jared Thomas, the second round draft pick by the Rockies in 2024 out of Texas. One of the best power hitters in the Big 12 in 2024. Helped the Longhorns that was led by former Rockies infielder Troy Tulowitzki. Here's the pitch, and it's inside to Thomas. Count at one ball and no strikes. Thomas, 6'2", 190 pounds, 21 years old. As he looks to get on base yesterday, a great debut as the 1-0 is inside. Two balls and no strikes. Thomas reached base his first three at-bats. A single on the very first pitch he saw, and then back-to-back walks. Also added a stolen base. As it counted, two balls and no strikes from Luke Fox. And Thomas fouls it off. Count now at two balls and one strike. Jared Thomas, one of three players from that 2024 Rockies draft class to join the Grizzlies yesterday. We've already seen right-hand pitcher Fidel Ulloa, and we'll probably see at some point the left-hander in Justin Lohr. The pitch is on his way, and Thomas, big wave and a foul tip count at two balls and two strikes. But Thomas, the lone batter added to this squad. An outfielder, played a little bit of first base as well for the Longhorns. As here comes the 2-2 offering, And a check swing. Did he go around? And Thomas, thinking he did, will wait for another pitch. Count it 3-2. Home plate umpire checking with Larry Pettis. And Pettis, the base umpire, said Thomas did not go around. So now the count full 3-2. As Fox looking to strike out his second straight batter. And that is fouled off. Great job by Thomas to stay alive. So Jared Thomas, as we said, he is actually from Texas, born in Dallas, Texas. Played for the Longhorns, being able to stay in state as a 3-2 on its way. One more time from the lefty, and a fly ball lifted out of play. We'll do it again. 3-2. Just underway here at Lone Mart Field. Again, home plate umpire Theo Arndt over on the bases, Larry Pettis. The Grizzlies wearing their road gray uniforms. Fresno written across the front. Red numbers on the back, but that Fresno font in black and red. Black cap, red bill, California Bear flag logo on top of that cap. Here comes the 3-2, and a line drive out to center field, and it's going to get down a base hit, and it gets past the center fielder, George. And now Thomas, with his speed, looking for three. The throw into the cutoff man, and it's not going to be in time, and Thomas is at third with one out. So now it's Robert Calaz as Thomas will reach third base. The center fielder, George, let the ball bounce, and the ball bounced a little bit awkwardly to the side, and George did not have a chance to make a play, and he had to go chase after it. Thomas was on the move thinking initially he just had a single and then had to put on the jets. As now it's Calaz, the number 11 prospect in the Rockies system, with the infield in for the Quakes, the pitch. Outside, 1-0. It's a single, and then we'll have E8. So single E8 to allow Thomas to get to third. So first hit and air for the Quakes. As that's outside, 2-0. So Fresno a single with an air. And now Calaz ahead in the count, 2-0. Just 18 years old, Calaz, 6'2", 202 pounds. Here's the 2-0. And it swung on and missed. Counted 2-1. Calaz, as we said, 18 years old from Monte Plata, DR, Dominican Republic. Signed as an international free agent by the Rockies in 2023. He was signed for $1.7 million. As here comes the 2-1, and he fouls it to the backstop. Counted 2-2. Runner at third with one out here in the top of the first inning. No score. Robert Calaz down with the ACO Rockies in MVP season, led the league in Triple Crown, led the league in 7 offensive categories. Has accounted 2-2. The pitch, and it swung on and missed. That is the second strikeout for Fox. It's the second out of the inning, and it brings up the shortstop and Andy Perez. So runner at third with two outs as Calaz goes down swinging. Great pitch from Fox down in the zone. But now Andy Perez, who had a single in the ninth inning yesterday to extend his hit streak. As the pitch to Perez, line to right field, and that ball is going to get down. And Andy Perez has an RBI single, and the Grizzlies lead 1-0. Andy Perez, that ball was crushed off the bat, and fortunately the right fielder Quintero couldn't make the play. So Perez, the RBI single, and Fresno has the lead as Thomas scores after the single and air. Second hit for Fresno and a run. And now it's Jason Hinchman with a runner at first and two outs. And we will have a mound visit from the pitching coach and Sean Coyne. So Andy Perez picking up the RBI. For Perez, RBI number 62 on the season. He is third in the California League in that category. All over the California League in 8 different categories. He is first in hits, first in total bases, first in extra base hits, tied for first in triples, third in RBI, fourth in doubles, tied for fifth in batting average and sixth in slugging percentage all over the California League leaderboard. So Frezel leads 1-0 as Jason Hinchman now to the dish. Hinchman's had a nice week and a half or so for Fresno during their winning streak. Hinchman on a 4-game hit streak right now, batting .429 in that stretch with a couple extra base hits. As there goes Perez for second, the throw, and the tag, and Perez is off the base, and that will end the inning. Perez didn't slide, and by the time he wanted to, he was past the base, and he's tagged out to end the inning. But the Grizzlies do score a run. Andy Perez, the RBI single. Jared Thomas scores. We'll be back right after this.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Bottom of the first inning here at Lone Mart Field in Rancho Cucamonga, California. Grizzlies lead the Quakes 1-0 as Brian Perez will take on center fielder Kendall George. Here in the bottom of the first inning, Brian Perez, a 4-5 record, a 4.27 ERA. As now with the lead, Perez ready to go. The Grizzlies, as you said, wearing their gray uniforms, Fresno right across the front. Here comes the pitch. Outside, 1-0 The Quakes are wearing their blue unis. They have Rancho written across the front in Dodger lettering. As the pitch is high, 2-0 White numbers on the back of those jerseys. Blue cap, blue bill, the Q logo on top of that cap. As the 2-0 is a called strike. Count now at 2-1 to Kendall George. Kendall George, 5'10", 170 pounds, a speedster, first-round draft pick by the Dodgers in 2023, as a 2-1's fouled into the netting, 2-2. Just underway here in Rancho Cucamonga, as the Grizzlies, their last two road trips of the year against the South Division, but this is the final one where the Grizzlies will have a hotel involved as they will make the commuter trip to Visalia. As here comes the 2-2, Perez will wind and deal. And George watches ball three outside. 3-2. And once again, Perez falling behind as the Grizzlies looking to throw strikes. Last night, 8 walks tied the most for Grizzlies pitching staff this year as a 3-2 line foul. 5 by Albert Pacheco, tying a career high that he's done now in back-to-back games. But Albert Pacheco trying to strike out more batters, and so is Brian Perez, just 20 years old. 3-2 on its way, and it's a liner foul, and we'll do it again at 3-2. Perez, 20 years old, 6'2", 167 pounds. The righty from the Dominican Republic, Bajos de Haina, signed as an international free agent in 2021. 3-2 once more. As that is outside and a leadoff walk to Kendall George. Fresno's issued a lot of walks over the past couple of weeks as here comes the third baseman in Wilman Diaz. Brian Perez this year is making his 17th start. A 4-5 record, a 4.27 ERA. Second appearance against the Quakes, a 1-0 record, a 1.29 ERA. Seven innings, a one-run ball. That was back on June 12th. As that pitch is high, one ball and no strikes. Two hits, two walks, four Ks. The Grizzlies won 8-2 in that game. Here in the bottom of the first inning, as the pitch is line foul. And the count now at one ball and one strike. Here in the bottom of the first inning. Runner at first, no outs. Perez looks in. The Grizzlies trying to find a way to turn a double play right here. Here comes the pitch, and it is fouled off. Count at 1-2. Good pitch away from the batter in Diaz. Perez, three pitches, fastball, slider, changeup. The right-hander, a great backstory. He is the nephew of Edison Volquez, the former MLB All-Star. As a check on George, the ball gets away from Hinchman, and George can run. He's looking to get to three easily, and he does get there. It's going to be E1, and Fresno yesterday hurt themselves with three errors. They have their first error in this game on the pickoff attempt. Walks and errors hurt Fresno yesterday, and apparently they decided to do the same thing here in the first inning, just two batters into the game. So now runner at third with no outs, and the infield going to play back as they will trade an out for a run, trusting that Perez can get through this inning. The pitch outside, and a good stop from Darius Perry. Count at 2-2. So one error now on both teams. They combined for six errors yesterday, most between both clubs in a Grizzlies game this year. Fresno's three errors, most by the Grizzlies in a game. They actually dropped their fielding percentage to now be tied for first with Inland Empire for the best fielding percentage in the Cal League. As the 2-2 is lined to right field, Hobson coming in, still coming in, and he will run out of real estate. It's going to be a base hit to right field, and we are tied at one. So Diaz, the RBI single, and just like that, it is 1-1. Kendall George scores easily, and Diaz with the RBI. So run and a hit allowed for Perez as it brings up the first baseman, Cameron Decker. Runner at first with no outs. So the Grizzlies, that early lead does not matter. Yesterday, Rancho Cucamonga scored after the Grizzlies scored first. That was in the second inning. Rancho Cucamonga also scored in the fourth, like Fresno did, as there's a good breaking ball count at 0-1. So Brian Perez now trying to find a way to get out of this inning with just that one run. He is in his fourth professional season. As that pitch misses, one ball and one strike. It's been a part of a couple shutouts for the Grizzlies. And he has the most strikeouts among any Grizzlies pitcher in a game this season. As the 1-1 is inside, two balls and a strike. 12 strikeouts against Stockton. That was on a start at Banner Island Ballpark on May 15th for Brian Perez. Has counted two balls and one strike. The pitch on its way, line drive to left field, hit well, and it gets down another base hit as the left fielder in 10, and will play it on a couple bounces. So three straight batters have reached now against Perez. That's the second hit allowed for Brian Perez, as first and second with no outs for Carlos Rojas, the Quakes catcher. And for Brian Perez, he has allowed four hits or less in five straight outings and already has allowed two tonight. Perez has also allowed two runs or less in five straight outings. As the pitch on its way, and that is into left field, another base hit. As now Tanner is going to come up throwing. He's got a good arm. And now the base is loaded after the fourth straight batter has reached. Decker to second, on to third, Diaz. Three singles, and that stat is looking grimmer for Perez as it brings up Jose Meza, the last guy you want at the plate, with the bases loaded and no outs. As Brian Perez can't believe it already, Perez, he has really been unhittable over the past couple of games, but he's hit a couple batters, four in his last outing, which tied a Grizzlies franchise record. As here comes the pitch from Brian Perez, and it's a called strike count at 0-1. Darius Perry, his catcher, good job receiving that ball. Count of no balls and a strike. Perez comes set. Here's the 0-1, and that's a slow roller. This is going to be a tough play. Wimmer's there, though. He double clutches, but makes the play at first. A run scores. It's now 2-1 Quakes here in the bottom of the first inning. Up to third goes Decker. Rojas to second. Meza with the RBI. It goes 5-3. Great job by Wimmer to get the for sure out. Second run of the inning as it brings up Samuel Munoz with one out, runners at second and third. 2-1 Quakes now here in the bottom of the first inning. As Brian Perez will come set around the belt and the pitch. And a ground ball up the middle, and that gets into center field. One run will score. Here comes the next one. And the Quakes have scored four here in the first inning. Decker and Rojas come in to score. And Brian Perez, what a tough start for him as Munoz has already the fourth single of the inning. Two RBI single. Four hits, four runs for Rancho Cucamonga. And here comes Eduardo Quintero with one out and a runner at first base. As here comes pitching coach Jerry Sullivan. So Perez, there goes that stat that we just mentioned. In just one inning, it is over. Four hits and four runs he's already allowed. And Brian Perez can't believe, and you can tell with the body language, that this has been a little bit of a shocker. Now for Perez, though, this is not unfamiliar territory, because that game where he had the 12 strikeouts against the Stockton Ports on May 15th was tagged for four runs on five hits in the first. Then he flipped a switch and he tossed five innings after that, allowing three hits and one walk while fanning nine. So he finished with six innings and 12 strikeouts. So if we go to what he did against Stockton in that outing, Brian Perez is on his way to six innings. We'll see what the Quakes offense has to say about that, as there's a called strike count at 0-1. 4-1 Quakes here in the bottom of the first inning. Fresno scoring first, though. And Rancho Cucamonga answering with a crooked frame. As the 0-1 fly ball crushed to left field, but playable for Tena. He's there as he makes the second out. Ball sounded good off the bat for Quintero as it brings up the second baseman, Oswaldo Osorio. Brian Perez, one of two Bryans on this team. As we said, signed in 2021 as an international free agent. The big signing in that class was infielder Dion Jorge, but he was the top pitching signing in that class. As here comes the offering outside, 1-0. Perez joined the ranks of Jordy Vargas, Brian Mena, who just joined the club, and Rony Cruz. Also part of that signing class was catcher Brian Betancourt. As here's a chopper to second, Tevin Tucker waits back, and he throws it to first in time to end the inning. But four runs for the Quakes, and Brian Perez will have to find a way to help this team. We'll be back right after this.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Thomas Rhett, live in concert. Half of me. October 20th, Chuck Chancey Park. Don't miss a night out with this country music superstar. With over 20 number one hits. Thomas Rhett. On sale now at FresnoGrizzlies.com/events. Thomas Rhett Live.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. and relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
There are giants among us. They are the men and women building and sustaining our Navy's next.
Top of the second inning here at Lone Mart Field in Rancho Cucamonga, California. Grizzlies trail the Quakes 4-1 as Jason Hinchman will lead things off against the left-hander in Luke Fox. As we're waiting for everyone to be ready to go. As Jason Hinchman at the plate. So the Quakes scoring four runs in that first inning as the offering is high. One ball and no strikes. So the Grizzlies falling behind early, but Jason Hinchman, this offense, have been able to score a lot of runs over the past 10 games. As the 1-0 is a called strike, count at one ball and one strike. Here in the top of the second inning, glad you could join us for Wednesday night baseball. Here comes the 1-1. That's another called strike. Count at 1-2. Jason Hinchman, as we mentioned, a four-game hit streak, continues to mash the baseball. One ball, two strikes. The pitch from Fox on its way. Outside, two balls and two strikes. Jason Hinchman, the Tennessee Tech product. He is 6'3", 220 pounds. 2-2 as Fox will wind and deal. And that is inside or outside. Count at three balls and two strikes. As the Grizzlies trying to get their leadoff man on. Hinchman ready. 3-2 from Fox on its way. And it's outside. Ball four. And that is how you start an inning. After allowing four runs, Hinchman draws the leadoff walk. And here comes left fielder Felix Tena. Experience the ultimate party at Chuck Chansey. Enjoy thrilling gaming, award-winning dining, and rejuvenation at Serenity Spring Spa and Salon. Plus, get ready for the Sounds of Summer concert series. Check out who's coming at ChuckChanseyGold.com. As Felix Tena first at bat in this series. Day off yesterday. The pitch on its way. It's a ball outside. 1-0. But check out who's coming at ChuckChanseyGold.com. Whether it's a day trip or an extended stay, Chuck Chansey Gold promises an unforgettable adventure. Join the party soon. Here comes the 1-0 to Tena. And he grounds one to second. This could be 2-4-6-3. A double play. And just like that, leadoff man is retired as well as Tena grounds into the double play. So two outs now for right fielder Caleb Hobson. Again, we thank Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the top of the second inning. As now Caleb Hobson looks to get on here on August 7th. The pitch on its way outside, one ball and no strikes. Game 103 of the 2024 season. Fresno, though, just six games back of San Jose. They need a win tonight as the pitch from Fox is high. Two balls and no strikes. The Grizzlies will need some help from Inland Empire, who walked off yesterday against San Jose. Currently 0-0 in that game. Here's the 2-0. That is outside. 3-0. Modesto, Visalia, Stockton, Lake Elson are still in warm-ups. They'll be on their way shortly. As counted, three balls and no strikes. Fox ready to go, winds and deals. And there's a called strike, count at 3-1. Good pitch to Caleb Hobson, who's in the number 7 spot tonight. Fox ready to go, three balls, one strike. Here's the pitch, ball four, two out walk. That pitch missed low as Hobson will skedaddle to first base. And for Luke Fox now, he is allowed a pair of hits and a pair of walks as it brings up catcher Darius Perry, who has a nice little crowd here rooting for him. La Mirada High School, he also went to UCLA. The former Bruin now looking to drive in a couple runs with Ian Hobson. Here comes the pitch. Instead of check on Hobson, he's back safely with a head first dive. Against the left-hander in Fox, who's going to try to keep Hobson at bay. As we mentioned, Fox already two hits, two walks. He also has two strikeouts. As here comes the first offering to Perry. And it is outside. One ball and no strikes. Caleb Hobson, tons of speed out over there at first base. 31 stolen bases. Four shy of joining the Grizzlies' top 10 in single season stolen bases. He was caught stealing third yesterday, just his fifth this year. As the 1-0 is fouled off, count of one ball and one strike. As Perry, that ball went off the arm, it looked like, of the catcher Rojas. So one ball and one strike. Runner at first with two outs here in the top of the second inning. 4-1 Quakes lead your Grizzlies. As there's action down in that Rancho Cucamonga bullpen. Fox just off the development list. Wasn't expected to go very far in tonight's contest. As another check on Hobson. He's back safely with a head first dive. As a left-hander trying to get through the bottom of this Grizzlies lineup. Tevin Tucker on deck. He's been outstanding over the last couple of games. Here comes the 1-1 to Darius Perry. There goes Hobson. The throw is high, and it is not in time as Caleb Hobson steals the base, and he is now three stolen bases shy of joining the Grizzlies' top 10 in single-season stolen bases. So now runner at second here with two outs. As it counted 2-1 to Darius Perry. Lefty Fox comes set the pitch. Outside 3-1 now. As Darius Perry now in a hitter's count right here. But for Caleb Hobson, gotta get ready with that graphic soon. Trying to get into the top 10 in single season stolen bases. Here comes the 3-1 offering to Perry. There goes Hobson as that ball lifted out to right field, but it doesn't have enough carry on it, and it's caught by the right fielder in Quintero to end the inning. Hobson was going to third, and that will end the frame. 4-1 Quakes. We'll be back right after this.
There are giants among us. They are the men and women building and sustaining our Navy's next generation submarines. If you're ready to go big, get on board. We build giants at buildsubmarines.com.
Okay, the 2025 Toyota Camry is fully redesigned. I see you, Toyota. Sleek interior, electronic all-wheel drive. I should hit the mountains. I should call my girls. I should call my mom. Fold-down rear seats. This Camry's got tons of room. Could fit a snowboard in here. Should I try it again? The instructor was cute. Is he single? Is it complicated? 232 horsepower. Get lost in nature. Find myself in Joshua Tree. What if his name's Joshua? Find yourself in an all-new 2025 Toyota Camry today. Toyota. Let's go places.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri. They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra.
Bottom of the second inning here in Rancho Cucamonga, California at Lone Mart Field. Grizzlies trail the Quakes 4-1, and we have a couple defensive changes for Fresno as Brian Perez's first pitch is skied into now foul territory. Now coming into fair territory is the right fielder in Hobson who will make the play, and Hainline is out. One pitch and one out. Shortstop Andy Perez is out of the game. Moving from third to short is Braylon Wimmer, and now in at third base, batting fourth is number one, Luis Mendez. here in the bottom of the second inning. 4-1 Quakes lead the Grizzlies as here's Kendall George, a walk and a run scored. As Perez will wind and deal, and that is outside. 1 ball and no strikes here in the bottom of the second inning. Brian Perez after line 4 runs in the first, now trying to settle into this game. As here's a bunt attempt, and George came up empty. Count of 1 ball and 1 strike here in the bottom of the second inning. So Chancey Gold is giving away $1 million with the Millionaire Cash Vault giveaway. Planner and entry starting May 1st, as there's a called strike. And then on September 2nd, one lucky guest will crack the $1 million code and will become a millionaire. That's $1 million guaranteed, only at Chuck Chancey Gold Resort and Casino. 1 ball, 2 strikes, Perez will wind and deal, as here is a little blooper and caught by the second baseman Tucker on the run. So 2 outs now as the third baseman Wilman Diaz will step to the plate. An RBI single and a run back in the first inning. Again, we thank Chancey Gold Resort and Casino for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies. That Millionaire Cash Vault giveaway, $1 million guaranteed only at Chancey Gold Resort and Casino. Here's the pitch, swung on and missed. Counted 0-1. Good location right there from Brian Perez. As the right-hander already ready to go, here comes the pitch, and there's another called strike, 0-2. Brian Perez all of a sudden looking for a 1-2-3 frame. Here's the 0-2 from the righty, and it swung on and missed, and Brian Perez sets down the side in order, picks up a strikeout as well. We head to the third right after this.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Thomas Rhett, live in concert. Half of me wants to come. October 20th, Chuck Chancey Park. Don't miss a night out with this country music superstar. With over 20 number one hits. Thomas Rhett. On sale now at FresnoGrizzlies.com/events. Thomas Rhett Live.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports.
Top of the third inning here at Lone Mart Field in Rancho Cucamonga, California. 4-1, the Quakes lead the Grizzlies. As Tevin Tucker will foul off the first pitch from right-hander Roque Gutierrez as he takes over for Luke Fox on the mound here in the top of the third inning. Fox, as expected, only going 2 innings. He allowed 2 hits, 1 run. It was unearned. He had 2 walks and 2 Ks as Tucker comes up empty, 0-2. So 2 innings, 2 hits, 1 run. 0 earned, 2 walks, and 2 Ks for Fox. And now it's Roque Gutierrez, number 40. Here comes the 0-2, as that's outside. 1 ball and 2 strikes. Roque, R-O-Q-U-E, Gutierrez, 5'9", 177 pounds. That's what he's listed as. The 1-2 is swung on and missed as Tucker is down on strikes. That is the first strikeout for Gutierrez, third overall for Quakes pitching, as it brings up Braylon Wimmer, who's now the shortstop for Fresno with one out here in the frame. Gutierrez, he will be 22 years old this year, signed as an international free agent by the Dodgers in 2020. Split time between the Quakes and the ACL Dodgers last year, as there's a first pitch strike, counted 0-1. From Mexico, Gutierrez has faced the Grizzlies a few times over the past couple of seasons. Really good stuff for Gutierrez, as Wimmer will foul it off, now 0-2. One thing Gutierrez does very well is actually mix and matching his pitches. It's counted no balls and two strikes. Here comes the pitch to Braylon Wimmer, who struck out looking his first time, as that's in the dirt, count at 1-2. They're going to check on his swing. I don't know if Wimmer even had the bat leave his shoulders at that. So count at 1-2 as the catcher in Rojas was checking down. Here comes the 1-2 now to Braylon Wimmer. And Wimmer will take a pitch inside, two balls and two strikes. Wimmer, 11 home runs, the South Carolina product. Eighth round draft pick in 2023 from Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. 2-2 is high and outside, 3-2. One out here in the top of the third inning. Glad you could join us here in Rancho Cucamonga for Wednesday Night Baseball. 3-2 to Braylon Wimmer. And Wimmer will take called strike three again. Wimmer has struck out six times in this series in seven at-bats. Second time he struck out looking, second strikeout for Gutierrez, and second out of the inning. As now it's Jared Thomas. Thomas, a single, reached third base after the error by center fielder in Kendall George and then scored on the Andy Perez RBI single. As Jared Thomas looks to get on base as he swings and misses. Good hack, counted 0-1. As the Grizzlies trailing 4-1, that four-run first looming large right now as the Grizzlies trying to battle back tonight. Here's the 0-1 offering. That's another called strike, 0-2. And again, Gutierrez doing a great job throwing different locations, different pitches. And now a strike away from punching out the side. Here comes the 0-2 from Gutierrez towards Jared Thomas. And Thomas, a high chopper, foul down the first baseline. Jared Thomas joins an organization that has another Texas product. Last year, Grizzlies infielder Skylar Messenger was a Longhorn. And now so Thomas will join an organization that he will recognize a couple Longhorns. As the 0-2 on its way, and it's swung on and missed, and Gutierrez strikes out the side in the third. We had the bomb the third. 4-1 Quakes. We'll be back right after this.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
There are giants among us. They are the men and women building and sustaining our Navy's next generation submarines. If you're ready to go big, get on board. We build giants at buildsubmarines.com. There are giants among us. They are the men and women building and sustaining our Navy's next generation submarines. If you're ready to go big, get on board. We build giants at buildsubmarines.com.
Bottom of the third inning, first pitch from Brian Perez is a called strike to Cameron Decker, one for one, a single and a run scored. As here comes the pitch and a breaking ball in there, 0-2. Perez, that ball backed up a little bit on him as Decker calls time. No balls, two strikes here in the bottom of the third inning. 4-1 Quakes here at Lone Mart Field. As the 0-2 liner foul. Decker down the third baseline. Count stays the same and no balls and two strikes. So no balls, two strikes as Brian Perez looking for his second straight strikeout. Cameron Decker, a very good hitter though. Here comes the pitch. And that's a check swing as Decker, just a piece of it right there. Decker, an 18th round draft pick in 2022 by the Dodgers. 6'1", 205 pounds. The Indiana, Evansville, that's where he was born. As here comes the 0-2 once again. The pitch checks his swing. That ball gets away from Perry. And no swing. As a count of 1-2. Decker was not going on the ball that got away from Perry. As a count at 1-2. Brian Perez looking for another strikeout. He is already sweating up there on the mound as here comes the 1-2. And that is another foul ball towards the Quakes dugout on the third base side. Grizzlies dugout on the first base side, something you don't see very often. The Grizzlies, of course, at Chukchansey Park there on the first base side. As here's the 1-2 from Perez. And that's a line drive to center as Kalaz racing back and he makes the play. Good speed from Kalaz in center field as he makes the catch in the gap. That's the first out. Decker gave it a ride and he comes up empty as here comes the catcher in Carlos Rojas. Rojas 1-for-1, a single and a run scored back in that 4-run first. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics is your one-stop shop for all custom-made signs, banners, wraps, and graphics here in the Central Valley. When you choose Yellow Dog, you're choosing premium, high-quality products, and excellent customer service, all at a competitive price point. You can visit yellowdoggraphics.com to request a free quote or give them a call at 559-435-6263 today. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics, bring your best ideas to life. And we thank Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the bottom of the third. Here comes the 1-1 from Perez. As there's a chopper foul, count at 1-2, right back to the inside part of the plate with a breaking ball. Fastball slider changeup for Perez. Here on August 7th, bottom of the third inning, the Grizzlies, they trail 4-1. Perez ready to go again. Here comes his 1-2. And it is a little chopper towards the third baseman, Luis Mendez, who tries to barehand it, and he can't come up with it. Rojas has two hits now. And that's 5 for the Quakes as it brings up Jose Meza, who's 0-for-1 with an RBI ground out back in the first inning. Meza has 4 RBI already in this series for the Quakes as he's looking for his third home run. Brian Perez allowed 5 hits, 4 runs, all earned, 1 walk, 1 K. Here comes the pitch, and it's a called strike. Good slider. Didn't get a lot of movement. Perez using the inside portion of the plate. No balls, 1 strike. Perez, here comes his offering, and it is a call strike as well. Meza did not like the call. Good fastball, though, from Perez. 0-2. Perez, lots of life to that fastball, and a couple starts ago, the fastball was just down a couple notches, but the control was there, something that Brian Perez is trying to learn as he matures over the next couple of seasons. Here's the 0-2. And it's in the dirt, 1-2. Of course, he's going to get some help, though, from Edison Volquez. Of course, he's the nephew of Volquez. He actually has his Instagram handle with that in the name. One ball, two strikes. Here's the pitch. And just missing outside. Counted 2-2. Perez trying to dot the outside part of the plate. A slider that was perfect, it looked like, initially. So now it's 2 balls and 2 strikes. Perez again comes set. The pitch. And it swung on and missed. He went right to the fastball. And he has his second strikeout. Meza down on strikes. As here's Samuel Munoz. 1-for-1 with a 2-RBI single. Here in the bottom of the third inning. Glad you could join us. As Perez comes set. And the pitch. Another called strike, 0-1. That fastball has great life right now to it. Good movement from Perez. As we said, Perez just 20 years old. He will celebrate a birthday on September 8th. Right at the end of the season as the 0-1 is low. 1-ball, 1-strike. Hopefully at that point the Grizzlies have an opportunity to make the postseason. They will hope that the San Jose Giants can lose a couple more games. Fortunately, Inland Empire, a 1-0 lead in the top of the fourth. Here's the 1-1 from Perez as he goes to the changeup. Oh, pulled the string, count of 1-2. That was disgusting on the outside part of the plate. That's a pitch that Perez has continued to master this year. Count of 1-ball and 2 strikes. The pitch from Perez is low and outside, 2-2. Runner at first with 2 outs. Bottom of the third inning, 4-1. The Quakes lead the Grizzlies. Right-hander Brian Perez looks in. Runner first in Rojas. Small lead, the pitch. And a chopper to short. Wimmer will just tag the bag himself, and that will end the inning. Brian Perez now, 2 clean innings. We head to the fourth. Can the Grizzlies offense score right after this?
Okay, the 2025 Toyota Camry is fully redesigned. I see you, Toyota. Sleek interior, electronic all-wheel drive. I should hit the mountains. I should call my girls. I should call my mom. Fold-down rear seats. This Camry's got tons of room. Could fit a snowboard in here. Should I try it again? The instructor was cute. Is he single? Is it complicated? 232 horsepower. Get lost in nature. Find myself in Joshua Tree. What if his name's Joshua? Find yourself in an all-new 2025 Toyota Camry today. Toyota. Let's go places.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
There are giants among us. They are the men and women building and sustaining our Navy's next generation submarines. If you're ready to go big, get on board. We build giants at buildsubmarines.com.
Top of the fourth inning here at Lone Mart Field in Rancho Cucamonga, California. The Quakes lead the Grizzlies 4-1 as Robert Calaz will lead things off. He's 0-for-1 with a strikeout. As here comes the pitch from Gutierrez. Inside, count of 1-ball and 0 strikes. Gutierrez, 5'9", 177 pounds to the right. He struck out the side in the third. Here comes the 1-0 to Calaz. Long pause, the pitch, and that's a fly ball. Lifted out to shallow center field. Coming on is George, and he makes the catch for the out. One away now as it brings up the third baseman, Luis Mendez. Mendez, first at bat tonight. As Andy Perez out of this game after an RBI single, was caught stealing second base back in the first. As Luis Mendez is at the plate, the pitch, and it's fouled off, counted no balls and one strike here in the top of the fourth inning. Le Pervon's apartment homes at the Dominion is raising the standards where people live, work, and play. Located at 1325 East Fox Hill Drive, Le Pervon's is one of Fresno's most luxurious 1 and 2 bedroom apartments. Visit their website at leprovenceapts.com and come discover the provincial lifestyle that is waiting for you. Here's the 0-2 to Mendez. And it checks his swing, and he did go around. Gutierrez has 4 strikeouts among the 5 batters he's retired. And now it's Jason Hinchman who drew a walk his first time. We thank Manco Abbott and Le Pervon's apartment homes at the Dominion for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the top of the fourth. As Fresno's offense, after an early run, have looked very stagnant. As Hinchman will take a strike, counted 0-1. This Grizzlies team, after winning 5 of 6 against the Lake Elsinore Storm, dropping last night's contest 9-3. Here's the 0-1, and Hinchman wave and a miss. He didn't want to swing initially, counted 0-2. Hinchman, usually when he wants to go after a pitch, you'll see the big man take a nice hack at it. Down to no balls and 2 strikes here in the top of the fourth inning. Pitch from Gutierrez, and it's in the dirt, count at 1-2. Grizzlies trail 4-1. Grizzlies 1 run, 2 hits, 1 error. The Quakes 4 runs, 5 hits, and they have 1 error as well. Here comes the 1-2, and Hinchman will take called strike 3. 5 of the 6 batters Gutierrez has faced, he has punched out. We have the bottom of the fourth right after this.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Thomas Rhett, live in concert. Half of me wants to go. October 20th, Chuck Chancey Park. Don't miss a night out with this country music superstar. With over 20 number one hits. Thomas Rhett. On sale now at FresnoGrizzlies.com/events. Thomas Rhett Live.
Welcome back to Lone Mart Field here in Rancho Cucamonga, California. Bottom of the fourth inning, 4-1. The Quakes lead the Grizzlies. And you heard him on the pregame show. Now he's joining us here in the booth. Dominic Lorenz, glad you could join me on the air.
Absolutely. Good to be back in the booth with you, Mr. Stephen Rice. And yes, the Grizzlies trailing the Quakes 4-1. Plenty of time in this game for the offense to get clicking.
As Brian Perez, first pitch, breaking ball in there for a strike to Eduardo Quintero, who's 0-1. But it's been a few weeks. I know the Grizzlies fans recognize your voice. You've been on the air a few times this year with us. And it's always nice to be on your neck of the woods as the Grizzlies and Brian Perez 0-2 count to Quintero. But it's always nice to be here in SoCal. As the 0-2 on its way, and that is fouled off.
Well, of course, first pitch today, 88, and a nice breeze here tonight. Very different than Central California and Fresno, where it's probably over 100 right now at first pitch. So, you know, a little friendly confines here in Southern California.
As here comes the 0-2 from Perez to Quintero. Line drive foul. Now, I'm a little bit upset with you for this. Now, the weather, it's beautiful right now. I'll take 88 degrees any day over 100.
Yes.
But you should have warned me. I could have brought a jacket. I could have told the players to bring a jacket. The one question asked by the Grizzlies players on the way for this road trip, do we need to bring cold gear? Because anything below 100 seems cold to the guys. Ground ball to third. Mendez on the backhand. Give him a deep throw, and it is not in time. An infield single for Quintero. Mendez did everything he could, and it's going to be an infield single. Now six hits, and the last two hits, infield singles.
You know, if the players got to think about bringing cold gear to below 100-degree temperatures, we got to have a serious conversation with these boys. It's one of those situations where it's summer, the dog days of summer, less than 5 weeks left in the regular season, and you know, who cares about getting cold? You want to get hot going into the postseason. So lay it all out there, boys. Let's see what you got.
As we have a mound visit between Darius Perry and Brian Perez, a new baseball for Perez. But going back to that Mendez play, we just watched the replay here. And the backhand by Mendez, he did everything he could. It was deep in the hole at third, but Quintero's showing off the speed. What did you think about that play?
Mendez was able to approach the ball, going tight to the line, good backhand, and it was all in one fluid motion, picking it out of the glove and going to first, but just a good run that right there from Quintero that gets him over to first. So bang-bang play, again, doesn't go the Grizzlies' way.
Osorio now to the plate 0-for-1 as he will fly one foul, counted no balls and a strike. I'm Stephen Rice alongside Dominic Lorenz. Glad you could join us here in the bottom of the fourth inning. 4-1 Quakes lead the Grizzlies. Dominic Lorenz from this side of town. It's always nice to have him on the air. As here comes the 0-1, swung on and missed. Counted 0-2, and Perry going up wanting to throw the ball back to first.
You know, Perry has had a good job, not only behind the plate, but at the dish over the last couple of weeks. Since he was here, home cooking for him, Lake Elsinore, San Bernardino, and here in Rancho, always having family along at the ballpark, which is always nice.
As the count at no balls and two strikes, here comes the pitch from Perez in the dirt, count at 1-2. Perry, good block. And you're exactly right, though. Perez actually watching Perry make a great block, but Perry's been able to stay at home with family and friends. When you can sleep in your own bed, and he said even he got a fresh haircut being able to be back home, so he's loving every bit of going to SoCal. As here comes the 1-2, that's outside, two balls and two strikes.
Well, especially being only about, I would say, 30 or so minutes pending SoCal traffic from his, you know, high school, La Mirada High School, UCLA, just down the road here in SoCal. So a lot of homecoming moments here for Perry this week.
As that swung on and missed, good elevated fastball, Osorio down on strikes. Third strikeout for Perez as it brings up Elijah Hainline. And that's exactly what a lot of these players miss. Being at home, a lot of these players and coaches will never be able to ever go home at any point during the season. There's only a few players from California on this Grizzlies roster, and Perez, one of the few players, has had a chance to be able to be at home during the year. As there is a throw down to second, and out on the throw! As Quintero is caught, Perry to Tucker for the out. And it goes 2-4 on the caught stealing.
Speaking of Darius Perry, a phenomenal grab, getting it from his knees, going across, and it was a high throw over to Tucker at second, but able to get the tag down very, very quickly as they're showing it on the slow-mo replay. It was as close as it could be, but it looked like Tucker just got the tag in time.
So now two outs as the count at 0-1. And it's inside 1-1, and Perry has been able to pick off a lot of runners, but a couple caught stealings as well over the past couple of weeks. For Perry, that is his 13th caught stealing and 47 chances this season. The Grizzlies, they are the least run-on team in single A. And actually not even single A, minor league baseball. As a count of two balls and a strike, Perez will wind and deal. And it is a call strike, counted 2-2.
Well, with having McCabe, Castillo and now Perry, the threesome of catchers on this roster right now. And then look at manager Steve Solis, a catcher in his own right. So those numbers better add up for manager Steve Solis or else it's going to be trouble for the Grizzlies.
As a 2-2 is in the dirt, 3 balls, 2 strikes. But Steve Solis says it's a team effort. It's the pitchers being able to keep the runners close to first base. It's the fielders communicating with the catcher, with the pitcher that the runner is going. And then, of course, the catcher to make the play. As a 3-2 is a foul ball off the mask of Perry. And the Grizzlies, their last two managers in Robinson Cancel and Steve Solis, when a part of the Rockies affiliation, were both catchers in their time playing. Of course, Steve Solis with the Cleveland Indians, now Guardians, and then Robinson Cancel in the Astros system. Here's the 3-2, and that is just outside ball four. A two-out walk. That was very, very close, but Perez has his second walk as it brings up center fielder Kendall George.
And that is just the second walk of the night for Brian Perez after walking the first batter of the game in George. So finding some evenness and consistency since that four-run, four-hit first inning. He's had 3 strikeouts and has only allowed 3 base runners, 2 hits, and now that walk.
Kendall George, a very good hitter. Here comes the pitch from Perez. Swung on and missed, counted 0-1. Whether you're looking for temporary furnishings for an apartment or condo, or maybe you need to furnish your home, Express Furniture Rental is your rental furnishing solution. They have affordable rental packages which include housewares, electronics, and more. The 0-1 is low, 1 ball and 1 strike. They are your one-stop shop. You can check them out online at efrental.com or call 800-933-3689 today. We thank Express Furniture Rental for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies. As that ball gets away from Perry, he can't find it. Hinchman, the first baseman, does, though, as it bounded towards the first base dugout. So now a runner at second here with 2 outs. A wild pitch for Perez. And now Kendall George, an opportunity with the count of 2-1 to drive in the run. Great job by Jason Hinchman to pick up that baseball. As the Grizzlies trying to put up a zero here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Here comes the 2-1, and that is a foul tip. Counted 2 balls and 2 strikes. Again, we thank Express Furniture Rental. You can call that number at 800-933-3689 today. Housewares, electronics, and more here in the bottom of the fourth. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Here's the pitch from Perez. And it swung on and missed, and Perez puts up a zero. What a pitch for Perez, as the Grizzlies now need to score an offense right after this.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Thomas Rhett, live in concert. Half of me wants to come. October 20th, Chuck Chancey Park. Don't miss a night out with this country music superstar. With over 20 number one hits. Thomas Rhett. On sale now at FresnoGrizzlies.com/events. Thomas Rhett Live.
There are giants among us. They are the men and women built.
Welcome back to Lone Mart Field here in Rancho Cucamonga, California. Top of the fifth inning, 4-1. The Quakes lead the Grizzlies. All the scoring so far in the first inning. as the pitch on its way and a liner out to center field, and that ball is caught. No, actually got down. I couldn't see initially where that ball landed, but that's going to be a base hit for Felix Tena. That ball was a low liner, and George getting that ball quickly, but the third hit for Fresno, and Tena is on base. That was a low liner right there as it brings up Caleb Hobson.
You take the hits where you can get them, and for the Grizzlies, that's the first hit since Andy Perez back in the first inning and just the second base runner since the walks in the second.
Here's the pitch from Gutierrez as Hobson looks to bunt. He comes up empty, count at 0-1. So Tena with a single after a double play in his first at-bat. Now Caleb Hobson, who bunted that first pitch, and he drew a walk and had a stolen base in his first plate appearance. As here comes the 0-1, and that is low. One ball and one strike from right-hander Roque Gutierrez, who's on for his third inning of work. He had retired six in a row before that single from Tena. Here's the 1-1 offering, and Hobson takes it inside. Two balls and a strike. Caleb Hobson, great speed. He's had an outstanding year at the plate. Couple home runs for Hobson. As here comes the 2-1. Gutierrez comes set, and the pitch. And a ground ball. This could be two. It's going to go 6-4, and Hobson is safe. So a fielder's choice as Hobson will reach, but the Grizzlies almost into another double play. The last time they had a base runner, they did that when Tena lined into that double play with Jason Hinchman after he had drew the walk.
And you got to think for a moment of what could have been if Hobson was able to lay down that bunt on the first pitch of the at-bat. Could it have been runner at second with one out or two on and nobody out? We'll never know. But an opportunity right here for Darius Perry, who we spoke highly of last half inning.
Perry, he's 0-for-1 with a fly out. Here comes the pitch from Gutierrez, and that is a called strike, count at 0-1 inside portion of the plate. Hobson, the runner at first, looking to possibly steal a base. Big hole in that right side for Perry to use. No balls, one strike. Gutierrez hiding the baseball, the pitch. And it swung on and missed 0-2. Tons of movement from the right-hander Gutierrez, who looks really good tonight.
Confidence, good velocity, and he's being aggressive with his pitches inside the strike zone. Getting a couple borderline pitches, according to home plate umpire Theo, aren't in his way or in his favor, but you got to make it work.
As here comes the 0-2 to Darius Perry. Hobson at first base. Here comes the pitch from the righty Gutierrez. Now a check on Hobson. He's back safely. So count stays the same. No balls, two strikes. The pitch clock was a little bit low for Gutierrez. As Darius Perry ready to go. No balls, two strikes. Gutierrez comes set. Here comes the 0-2, and that's a high pop-up. This is drifting into shallow center field. This is going to be the shortstop in Hainline, and he makes the catch for the second out, and Perry's retired. Now here comes Tevin Tucker, 0-for-1 with a strikeout here in the top of the fifth inning. Tevin Tucker, a big game yesterday, 1-for-3, triple RBI run, and a walk for Tucker. As he looks to get on base right here against Gutierrez, who's looking for three scoreless innings. He's kept his Grizzlies team at base since coming in relief of Luke Fox. The pitch, and there goes the runner Hobson. The throw to second, and it's in time! And for the second straight game, Hobson is nabbed on the base pass. We head to the bottom of the fifth, 4-1 Rancho. We'll be back right after this.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Thomas Rhett.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. and relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
There are giants among us. They are the men and women building and sustaining our Navy's next generation submarines. If you're ready to go big, get on board. We build giants at buildsubmarines.com.
Welcome back to Lone Mart Field here in Rancho Cucamonga, California. 4-1, the Quakes lead the Grizzlies here in the bottom of the fifth. As the first pitch is high from Brian Perez. Count of one ball and no strikes. This is the second pitch from Perez, and it is inside as well. Count of two balls and no strike. Wilman Diaz at the plate, 1-for-2 with an RBI single. Here comes the pitch from Perez, and it's a chopper to third. Mendez, he got beat by the ball, a late bounce, and now Diaz looking for two. Tenna's throw is coming in. It will be late, and the Grizzlies have another error. E5 by Luis Mendez. Five errors over the last two games, and Fresno continues to hurt themselves in this game. We have seen Fresno make multiple mistakes already tonight and in this series. And the third baseman, Mendez, looked like he had trouble reading the bounce.
And that's one of those situations at whatever position in the infield, you're caught in between hops. Do I rush for the ball and go grab it, or do I let it come to me on the backhand? And Mendez, unfortunately, deer in the headlights, kind of got caught in between, and it clips off the glove for another E5.
As Cameron Decker now at the plate, and he will chop one foul, count at 0-1. Decker 1-for-2, a single and a run back in that 4-run first the Quakes had, as they're looking to extend their lead here in the bottom of the fifth against right-hand pitcher Brian Perez. Perez, though, good stuff as he will come set. Here comes the 0-1, and that is low. One ball and one strike here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Brian Perez trying to get going. Heads up, Grizzlies fans. Chukchansey Park has enacted a clear bag policy in effect on June 1st. As the pitch on its way, that is a strike 1-2. In an effort to increase speed of entry at the ballpark and for the safety of all fans, all bags must be see-through with the exception of small clutches and any necessary medical items, including diaper bags. 1-2 on its way from Perez. Swung on and missed. Good pitch as Decker, he's down on strikes. Fifth strikeout for Perez, first out of the inning. And here comes catcher Carlos Rojas. 2-for-2, a pair of singles and a run scored. Again, including diaper bags, all bags will still be subject to search at the gates. For more information, please visit FresnoGrizzlies.com/gameday. Thank you for your understanding as we continue to make Chukchansey Park the greatest venue in all of minor league baseball. As the pitch is outside, one ball and no strikes. Now, Dominic, you had a chance to go to Chukchansey Park for the first time just a couple weeks ago. What did you like about your experience in Fresno and downtown Fresno?
It's still one of the best parks in the California League, if not the best. I know everybody has a different opinion as that one misses outside from Perez. But what more can you say? It's a terrific field. It's a terrific park. The Kodiak Club is amazing. The press box, your little home away from home, is an amazing spot, and you get to watch great baseball from Chukchansey Park. So grade A experience all the way around.
Yes, there is a called strike. Counted two balls and one strike. I know your parents had a chance to check out the Kodiak Club during the game. And if you want to check out the Kodiak Club, well, there are club tickets still available for our two-week homestand coming up. And we have that big Stand Up to Cancer night and Friday night fireworks, one of the most special nights of the year where We make sure that we honor everyone who's in the fight or who have lost the fight to cancer. That's on Friday, August 16th at 7:05 p.m. We also have Pro Wrestling Night. That's on Saturday, August 17th at 6:50 p.m. featuring an appearance by Kurt Angle. Oh my goodness, that's going to be so exciting. As that pitch misses inside, ball four. So Rojas draws the walk. He's reached base all three times. Runners now at first and second with one out for Jose Meza, who's 0 for 2 with an RBI ground out. And then on Sunday, August 18th, we have Chukchansi Heritage Night presented by Chukchansi Gold Resort and Casino. But back to that special pro wrestling night presented by California Armenian Home. Three amazing nights as the Modesto Nuts are in town as the Grizzlies push towards the postseason. Brian Perez coming set. The pitch and a chopper. This could be two. Wimmer stays with it. 6-4-3. What a turn. Braylon Wimmer, even with the runner running in front of him, makes the play. And that will end the frame. We head to the top of the sixth. The Grizzlies, they trail 4-1.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Okay, the 2025 Toyota Camry is fully redesigned. I see you, Toyota. Sleek interior, electronic all-wheel drive. I should hit the mountains. I should call my girls. I should call my mom. Fold-down rear seats. This Camry's got tons of room. Could fit a snowboard in here. Should I try it again? The instructor was cute. Is he single? Is it complicated? 232 horsepower. Get lost in nature. Find myself in Joshua Tree. What if his name's Joshua? Find yourself in an all-new 2025 Toyota Camry today. Toyota. Let's go places.
There are giants among us. They are the men and women building and sustaining our Navy's next generation submarines. If you're ready to go big, get on board. We build giants at buildsubmarines.com.
Top of the sixth inning here in Rancho Cucamonga, California at Lone Mart Field. The Grizzlies, they trail the Quakes 4-1 as the offense looks to get going against right-hander Roque Gutierrez. Glad you could join us here for Game 2 Wednesday Night Baseball. As the first pitch is a high pop-up, and this one is going to land foul. Count of no balls and one strike. I bring in Dominic Lorenz. Dominic, I'm glad you could join us for Wednesday Night Baseball as the Grizzlies looking for a comeback clause win. Here comes the 0-1, and Tucker swing and a miss, count at 0-2. Good pitch from Gutierrez, who's been outstanding so far.
And it's one of those nights where ever since Luke Fox, the original starter for the Quakes, who went two innings, gave up one run, it was not earned. It has been pretty much lights out for Quakes pitcher Roque Gutierrez thus far.
As the 0-2 is swung on and missed, Tucker down on strikes. Gutierrez has six strikeouts now. He's only allowed one hit. As it brings up Braylon Wimmer, who's 0-2 with two strikeouts.
And the Fresno Grizzlies this year, they have had multiple pitchers named Pitcher of the Week here in the California League. Is what Roque doing right now in the running for Pitcher of the Week, even though it's only the second game of this calendar week?
Well, and Jose Meza is on his way possibly to a California League Player of the Week as Wimmer swing and a miss. Counted 0-1 in this Grizzlies offense after scoring in the first inning have been kept at bay only one hit since the first inning. As here comes the pitch to Braylon Wimmer, and it's inside. Count of one ball and one strike. San Jose Inland Empire tied at one. They're in the bottom of the fifth. Visalia up 2-0 on Modesto, and Stockton trails Lake Elsinore 4-2 in the third. Wimmer count at 1-2. Wimmer has struck out in 6 of his 7 plate appearances in this series. Leads the team in home runs, second in RBI, tied for first in batting average with Andy Perez coming into tonight's game. As the 1-2 from Gutierrez, and Wimmer is down on strikes again. That is now 7 strikeouts for Gutierrez. Wimmer 0 for 3 with 3 strikeouts. He has 7 strikeouts of his 8 in this series.
As Wimmer gets put to the top of the order here tonight against the original lefty starter in Luke Fox. Just unfortunate for Wimmer so far here tonight, as right now, to say it politely, Fresno wishes Gutierrez was out of this game by this point.
As Jared Thomas now at the plate, as he swings and misses, counted 0-1, and every pitch Gutierrez is throwing, it's just, there's no connection. Fresno has not been able to even put bat on ball, and there's no one down in that bullpen for the Quakes.
Manager John Shoemaker knows what he's doing right now for Rancho. Just let things roll the way that they're supposed to if you're a fan of the Quakes.
Another swing and a miss. Counted 0-2. I don't think the Grizzlies have really hit a ball besides 10 a single to start the fifth inning. Hobson had a fielder's choice, and Kalaz had a flyout. Other than that, really nothing against Gutierrez, as that's outside. 1-2. Struck out the side in the third. He's looking to do that again here in the sixth inning. Gutierrez, the right-hander, has been great. 1-2. The pitch to Thomas, and it's a chopper fouled off his body, and the count stays at 1-2. That never feels good, especially in your second professional game. It's nice to have some new players on this team as the Grizzlies looking to make a run towards the postseason. We'll see if the Grizzlies are able to add some more players down the stretch to help out this squad. A lot of guys battling just some fatigue down the stretch. We've had some pitchers pitch a little bit more than they're used to. Guys who have never thrown as many innings as they've had. And at the plate as well, guys like Andy Perez playing almost every day. Here's the 1-2. And it's fouled off by Thomas as he stays alive. Thomas 1-2, a single, and the lone run scored. Top of the sixth inning, all Quakes so far, 4-1. Now, Jared Thomas reminds me of a former Fresno Grizzly, outfielder Robbie Martin Jr., in terms of their body type and stature, as that is called strike 3. 8 punch outs for Gutierrez. He strikes out the side again. We had the bottom of 6 right after this.
Okay, the 2025 Toyota Camry is fully redesigned. I see you, Toyota. Sleek interior, electronic all-wheel drive. I should hit the mountains. I should call my girls. I should call my mom. Fold-down rear seats. This Camry's got tons of room. Could fit a snowboard in here. Should I try it again? The instructor was cute. Is he single? Is it complicated? 232 horsepower. Get lost in nature. Find myself in Joshua Tree. What if his name's Joshua? Find yourself in an all-new 2025 Toyota Camry today. Toyota. Let's go places.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Grizzlies fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invites you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly's Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own. Their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today. We thank Pete and Jerry's for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies and minor league baseball here in the bottom of the sixth. Brian Perez, first pitch, a slow roller to Mendez at third. Mendez, tough play. The throw is in time. As he gets Munoz for the out, it goes 5-3, and it brings up right fielder Eduardo Quintero. Great play from Luis Mendez, who had a really tough error in the previous inning.
Ever since coming into the game a little bit earlier, as Perez exited and Wimmer moved from third to short, Mendez has definitely been tested tonight at the hot corner, and even with a little minuscule bobble in the transfer on that play, was able to fire it over to first in time to get the speedy Munoz.
Now Quintero, who's 1-for-2, an infield single as there's a breaking ball inside, count of 1 ball and no strikes, as Brian Perez pitching into the sixth inning. As there's action down in that Fresno bullpen, here comes the 1-0. That is chopped foul. Count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Brian Perez, he's up to 90 pitches. As Brady Hill is in the bullpen for Fresno. 1 ball, 1 strike. Here comes the pitch from Perez. And a ground ball Wimmer, backhand, or the... He was actually up the middle, and he actually makes a great play for the second out. That was actually up the middle, and Wimmer had to kind of backtrack a little bit to make that play. And it goes 6-3, two outs now for second baseman Oswaldo Osorio, who's 0-for-2, and the Grizzlies back-to-back really tough plays in the infield. As Perez looking for a clean frame here in the bottom of the sixth. Here comes the pitch from the righty. It is outside. 1 ball, no strikes. Quintero just missing out on an infield hit once again. Here comes the 1-0 from Perez. And it's a called strike. Counted 1-1. Here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Brian Perez looking to have 6 innings of work with just those 4 runs allowed. The pitch. And it swung on and missed right to the changeup. 1-2. Another devastating pitch on the outside part of the plate. That changeup has really been nice tonight for Perez. 1 ball, 2 strikes. Winds and deals. And it's just fouled off by Osorio, who's 0-for-2. Count stays the same at 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bottom of the sixth inning. The Grizzlies trail 4-1 here at Lone Mart Field. Here comes the pitch from Brian Perez. Comes set 4 on the pitch clock, and it is a line drive into right field, a base hit. Finally, a hard hit ball for the Quicks. It's been a few innings since we've said that. As a 2-out single for Osorio, as here comes the shortstop Elijah Hainlein. And now a mound visit from pitching coach in Jerry Sullivan. So for Brian Perez, he's now allowed 7 hits. He has thrown 5 2/3 innings. He has 7 hits, 4 runs, 4 earned. He also has 3 walks and 5 Ks. As now the mound visit is over between Jerry Sullivan and Brian Perez. He will head back to the dugout. Elijah Hainlein at the plate here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Stay tuned for the postgame show tonight, as well as the Grizzlies looking for a comeback clause win in the seventh inning or later, as that pitch is high. 1 ball and no strikes. Fresno looking for help as well, but right now Inland Empire and San Jose tied at 1 in the 6th. Here comes the pitch and a breaking ball inside. 2 balls and no strikes. Modesto trails Visalia 2-0. Stockton, Lake Elsinore, they're tied at 4 in the 4th. As Brian Perez, 2 balls, no strikes. The pitch, and it's a fly ball out to center field. Kalaz coming in, and he will make the catch to end the inning. Brian Perez, 5 scoreless innings after allowing 4 runs in the first. We head to the seventh, 4-1 Quakes.
Thomas Rhett, live in concert. Half of me wants to cool. October 20th, Chuck Chancey Park. Don't miss a night out with this country music superstar. With over 20 number one hits. Thomas Rhett. On sale now at FresnoGrizzlies.com/events. Thomas Rhett Live.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
There are giants among us. They are the men and women building and sustaining our Navy's next generation submarines. If you're ready to go big, get on board. We build giants at buildsubmarines.com. There are giants among us. They are the men and women building and sustaining our Navy's next generation submarines. If you're ready to go big.
Welcome back to Lone Mart Field here in Rancho Cucamonga. Top of the seventh inning, the Grizzlies trail the Quakes 4-1. As right-hander Roque Gutierrez still on the mound. As here is a slow roller from Felix Tena. Gutierrez, easy flip over to first. And it goes 1-3. Actually, that was Robert Calaz as it brings up third baseman Luis Mendez. Tena batting third this inning. Here in the top of the seventh inning as the Grizzlies trail 4-1. Luis Mendez 0-1. And Gutierrez has been unbelievable. Just a hit allowed to Tena. As here comes the pitch from the right-hander. And it is low, one ball and no strikes from Roque Gutierrez. Grizzlies just a run in the first inning. The Quakes, four runs in the first, zeros since. One ball, no strikes to Mendez. He looks to get on base, the pitch. And Mendez, fly ball out to center field. Good carry, but the center fielder, George, will make the play. Two outs now. As now it's Felix Ten, or actually it's Jason Hinchman, Felix Ten on deck, but the Grizzlies trying to get to Felix Ten, who's been the only guy to solve the riddle of the right-hander in Roque Gutierrez. And Dominic Lorenz, what do you make so far from the right-hander Gutierrez?
He's been dominant, he's been sharp, and he's been very aggressive on the bump, not trying to teeter with the borderline pitches going right after Grizzly batters as that one misses the outside corner to Jason Hinchman, and it's 1-0. Hinchman a walk in the second, and then struck out looking in the fourth, so looking to get on base for the second time this evening with nobody on and two out. Grizzlies trail three as that one misses on the outside part of the plate once again, and it's 2-0. Tena on deck. Hobson in the hole. This is what the Grizzlies have to do right now. Carry the baton, batter to batter, hit, run, score, and somehow get some runs on the board.
As Hinchman fouls it off, count at two balls and a strike. Top of the seventh inning, Wednesday night baseball. Nice crowd again on hand to watch the Quakes battle the Grizzlies. For two nights in a row, the crowd has been into the game. Here's the 2-1, ground ball to short. Up with it is Hainline, the throw to first in time, and Gutierrez, five scoreless innings. He is not breaking a sweat yet. We head the stretch right after this.
Thomas Rhett, live in concert. Half of me wants to cool. October 20th, Chuck Chancey Park. Don't miss a night out with this country music superstar. With over 20 number one hits. Thomas Rhett. On sale now at FresnoGrizzlies.com/events. Thomas Rhett. Travis Rhett Live.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment in only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
There are giants among us. They are the men and women building and sustaining our Navy's next generation submarines. If you're ready to go big, get on board. We build giants at buildsubmarines.com.
Bottom of the seventh inning here at Lone Mart Field in Rancho Cucamonga, California. Grizzlies trail the Quakes 4-1 as Brady Hill takes over for Brian Perez on the bump as the first pitch is a called strike to Kendall George. Count and no balls and one strike. George 0-2, a walk and a run scored back in that four-run first inning. As the 0-1 is a base hit in the left field. There was a little bit of a hole on the left side between the shortstop Wimmer and the third baseman Mendez. So Kendall George has a leadoff hit. That is the first hit allowed by Hills. It brings up the third baseman in Wilman Diaz. Diaz has reached base twice, a single and an error. He's also scored a run, an RBI single back in that first inning. Here in the bottom of the seventh, as Brady Hill comes set, here comes the pitch. And it is a called strike count at 0-1, and Diaz did not agree as he skips out of the box. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics is your one-stop shop for all custom-made signs, banners, wraps, and graphics here in the Central Valley. When you choose Yellow Dog, you're choosing premium, high-quality products, and excellent customer service, all at a competitive price point. You can visit yellowdoggraphics.com to request a free quote or give them a call at 559-435-6263 today. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics. Bring your best ideas to life. Here's the 0-2 from Hill, and that is called strike three. He caught Diaz looking. That is his first punch out of the game, first out here in the seventh, as it brings up first baseman Cameron Decker. Decker tonight is 1-for-3, a single and a run back in that first inning. Nice pitch from Brady Hill. We thank Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the bottom of the seventh. As the Grizzlies here on August 7th trailing 4-1. As a check on the runner in George, he's back safely. Brady Hill on the bump. As a mound visit between he and Darius Perry. Hill is 6 feet, 180 pounds, 23 years old from Spokane, Washington. Hill, a 15th round draft pick by the Rockies in 2022. That was out of San Jose State. Has ties to a lot of teams in that North Division and specifically the Rockies organization. As you said, from Spokane, Washington, where he grew up going to games at Avisa Stadium where our high affiliate is located, as Perry doesn't have a chance to throw out George as he swipes second. That ball bounced up and Perry couldn't find it initially, count at 1-0. So runner at second now with one out. Cameron Decker looking for a big insurance run. Grizzlies trail here in this one as Fresno, they have not dropped back-to-back games in a couple weeks. This Grizzlies team playing really good baseball as of late. Here comes the 1-0. And that is swung on and missed. Count at 1-1. Good pitch from Hill up and in towards Cameron Decker. Brady Hill making his 31st appearance. A 2-4 record, a 4.91 ERA. So 1-1 is a high pop-up. This is drifting on the infield. Second baseman Tevin Tucker is there to make the play. Two outs now. Great job by Decker, or by Hill to get Decker, as it brings up Carlos Rojas, who's reached base three times. Two walks, a single, or two singles, a walk, and a run scored. Here in the bottom of the seventh inning, as the Grizzlies looking for a clean frame once again. Brian Perez, an outstanding start. Six innings after allowing four runs back in the first. Really settled down. A very similar line as to his start on May 15th against the Stockton Ports. Ground ball, Mendez coming across the diamond. Throw to first in time, and Brady Hill puts up a zero. The Grizzlies, six outs to play with offensively. Let's see if they can come back right after this.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
There are giants among us. They are the men and women building and sustaining our Navy's next generation submarines. If you're ready to go.
Top of the eighth inning here at Lone Mart Field in Rancho Cucamonga, California. Grizzlies trail the Quakes 4-1 as the first pitch is a high pop-up drifting in foul territory. And the ball lands foul as Felix Tena looks to get on base against the right-hander Roque Gutierrez, who has been unbelievable out of the Quakes bullpen. Five innings, one hit, no runs, no walks, eight Ks. A very similar line to Isaiah Coupe, who won the California League Pitcher of the Week last week for Fresno, as that's outside 1-1. So the question is, will Gutierrez fold, or will the Grizzlies continue to not be able to beat Gutierrez? Here comes the 1-1, as that is in the dirt. Two balls and a strike to Tena. Tena 1-for-2, a single back in the fifth inning. Two balls and a strike. Here comes the pitch to Tena, and it's high, 3-1. Felix Tena, the last base runner for Fresno, and then the Hobson fielder's choice. So the last base hit for the Grizzlies. They only have three total tonight. Three balls and a strike, the pitch. And it is down the right field lineup, base hit. Tena is going to have a multi-hit game. He rounds first. He will head to second. He has a chance to go to three, and he's going to try. He is going to slide, and he actually did it. He actually stood up, and he is safe at third. And Steve Solis can't believe it, because earlier Andy Perez did a slide. So the second time, a bang-bang play, and luckily Tena is safe at third. But again, Fresno, what are you doing? We have to slide. So Tena should have himself a triple, but Fresno still trail 4-1 as Caleb Hobson to the plate. 0-for-1 as Tenna has his fifth triple. Here comes the pitch to Hobson, and it's a called strike. Counted 0-1. So Tenna didn't slide, and that is a little bit crazy. Dominic Lorenz, what do you make of it?
The ball hit down the right field line, which goes 330 to the foul pole. Clear triple distance, but you got to figure out a way to, it's going to be okay. Somebody will wash your uniform tonight. These players don't have to do it back at the hotel tonight. And I don't know if it was a signal where third base coach, he's telling him to slide. Tenna's like, eh, I don't need to. But if that ball is not bobbled by Diaz over at third, Tenna is out.
As the pitch to Hobson is low, count of one ball and two strikes. Tenna, his fifth triple, now two shy of joining the Grizzlies' top 10 in single-season triples. Andy Perez has already reached that statistic this year. As the 1-2 to Caleb Hobson on its way. And it is a foul tip into the glove, and Gutierrez back to his normal play as he has his ninth strikeout. First out of the inning as Darius Perry, who's 0-for-2, to the plate with a runner at third. You have to score.
This is a gift that the Fresno Grizzlies need to unpackage and celebrate. A leadoff triple. You cannot leave a man in scoring position. It's been very quiet tonight. 1-for-4 now with a runner in scoring position and one runner left on base. Very quiet. Got to take advantage of the moment.
As Perry, high pop-up. This one in foul territory. The first baseman and Decker will watch it hit into the seats. Count it 0-1. The Grizzlies have not been able to figure out Gutierrez. As here comes the next pitch from Gutierrez. The right-hander has been outstanding so far. 5 1/3 innings, two hits, and both to Tenna. He comes set. Here comes the 0-1. And it is a fly ball foul. Count it 0-2. Brian Perez, six innings of work, and now watching as the reliever Gutierrez is going to try to reach that. Gutierrez, an outstanding start tonight, or outstanding relief outing tonight, following the start of Luke Fox. Here comes the 0-2, time called by Perry. The 21-year-old Gutierrez from Mexico. Gutierrez in his career, 77th game. Here comes the pitch, and that is called strike three. And Perry caught looking. That is 10 punch-outs for Gutierrez. And the Grizzlies, right now with two outs and a runner at third, will need Tevin Tucker, who struck out twice, to find a way to score Felix Tenna.
And right now, Steve Solis in the first base coaching box, hands on the hips, shaking his head. Can't believe that the runner at third, Tenna, unable to score in the subsequent next two batters in Hobson and Perry.
Here's the pitch to Tucker outside, 1-0. Gutierrez on the year, a 3-2 record, a 5.73 ERA. He has 23 total games, has made four starts, one hole, but this is his best outing by far. As the pitch is a called strike to Tucker, count at 1-1. I don't know what the Grizzlies batters are looking for right now. That pitch was right down the middle. And Fresno, if they strike out again, this is going to be a big, big ninth inning for them because they trail 4-1 here in the eighth. As there is another strike right down the middle, 1-2. And Fresno's about to strike out for the third straight time against Gutierrez if Tucker can't find a way. One ball and two strikes. The pitch from Gutierrez, and that is called strike three. And Tucker is down. Gutierrez strikes out the side after a leadoff triple. We head the bottom of the eighth right after this.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Okay, the 2025 Toyota Camry is fully redesigned. I see you, Toyota.
Sleek interior, electronic all-wheel drive. I should hit the mountains. I should call my girls. I should call my mom. Fold-down rear seats. This Camry's got tons of room. Could fit a snowboard in here. Should I try it again? The instructor was cute. Is he single? Is it complicated? 232 horsepower. Get lost in nature. Find myself in Joshua Tree. What if his name's Joshua? Find yourself in an all-new 2025 Toyota Camry today. Toyota. Let's go places.
There are giants among us. They are the men and women building and sustaining our Navy's next generation submarines. If you're ready to go big, get on board. We build giants at buildsubmarines.com. There are giants among us. They are the men and women building and sustaining our Navy's next generation submarines. If you're ready to go big, get on board. We build giants at buildsubmarines.com.
Thomas Rhett, live in concert. Half of me wants to go. October 20th, Chuck Chancey Park. Don't miss a night out with this country music superstar. With a
bottom of the eighth inning here at Lone Mart Field in Rancho Cucamonga, California. The Grizzlies trail the Quakes 4-1. Dominic Lorenz. Right now, the Grizzlies need to find a way as Justin Lohr will make his Grizzlies debut as the first pitch is a strike. The count at 0-1 to Jose Meza. The Grizzlies will have the ninth inning top of their lineup coming up. But now we get to see Justin Lohr, the LSU product, making his professional debut as here's the 0-1 from the lefty. That is inside. One ball and one strike. Lohr, he was drafted in the 13th round by the Rockies in 2024. Born in Minneapolis, Minnesota, 6'5", 214 pounds. That's swung on a miss. Count at 1-2. Just 21 years old, wears number 22 on the back of his jersey. One ball, two strikes. The pitch from Lohr, and it is away from the catcher, Perry. Count at 2 balls and 2 strikes. It looked like Lohr fooled Perry a little bit, who let that ball go to the backstop. Lohr, the left-hander, working now the windup. Looking in for the sign. Here comes his 2-2 offering. And it is outside. 3 balls and 2 strikes. So Brady Hill's line is done. He worked one inning, allowed one hit. He also had a punch out. That's a count of 3 balls, 2 strikes. Lohr's pitch on its way, and that is low ball 4. So that's the fourth walk for Fresno pitching. And Meza is on for the first time. Yes, here's Samuel Munoz. A 2 RBI single back in the first inning, 1-for-3. Justin Lohr, L-O-E-R. As we said, went to LSU. Previously was at Xavier. But was one of the best arms for the Tigers, who of course, had an outstanding run this past season. A very good baseball program down in at LSU. And Lohr had the most relief appearances among all the pitchers for LSU, which includes right-hander Fidel Ulloa, who we saw last night. So Lohr now looking for a clean frame as here comes the 1-0. And that is inside. 1 ball and 1 strike. As Lohr trying to find the strike zone. It's actually 2 balls and no strikes. Justin Lohr finding Samuel Munoz right here. Here comes the 2-0. That is outside. 3 balls and no strikes. Fresno trails 4-1 here in the bottom of the eighth inning. And Chuck Chancey Gold is giving away $1 million with the Millionaire Cash Vault giveaway. Planner and entry starting May 1st. And then on September 2nd, one lucky guest will crack the $1 million code and will become a millionaire. There's a strike count at 3-1. That's $1 million guaranteed only at Chuck Chancey Gold Resort and Casino. We thank Chuck Chancey Gold Resort and Casino for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the bottom of the eighth. 3-1 on its way to Samuel Munoz. And that is a called strike. 3-2 as Perry. Great job. grabbing that pitch on the outside part of the plate, and the crowd not happy with the call, but the count is now full. No action down in that Quakes bullpen. Roque Gutierrez looks like it'll be his ninth inning. Here comes the pitch. Now actually it'll be a check on the runner, and Meza, who's back safely, he drew the leadoff walk. Bottom of the eighth, 4-1, Rancho Cucamonga leads Fresno. The Grizzlies looking for a ninth inning comeback win now. They'll have three outs to play with, down three runs. Here comes the pitch. That is outside, ball four. Back-to-back walks by Lohr to start his Grizzlies professional career. And now it's Eduardo Quintero, 1-for-3, a single. That was in the fourth inning, as Lohr now in a little bit of trouble as the Grizzlies can't afford any more runs allowed, as San Jose Inland Empire tied at 1 in the eighth inning. Visalia leads Modesto 2-1, and Lake Elsinore leads Stockton 7-5. It's now a mound visit between Perry and Lohr. Lohr, a big left-hander, 6'5", 214 pounds, 21 years old, from Minneapolis, Minnesota. Dominic Lorenzo, have a little bit more on the lefty.
Well, during his three-year collegiate career, 2 years at Xavier and one at LSU, a 10-3 record, a 3.21 ERA in 70 total games, which equates to 106 and two-thirds innings, 111 strikeouts, so plenty of balls in the zone that sent batters down quickly, and right now he's going to have to find the strike zone with 2-1 and nobody out.
Here comes the pitch from the left-hander, and it is a called strike, counted 0-1. Good pitch right there. First time we've seen the lefty, so we're all getting used to Lohr and a lot of these newcomers for the Grizzlies, which includes designated hitter Jared Thomas. Thomas will bat second in that ninth inning, so stay tuned for that. As here comes the 0-1 from Lohr, and that is swung on and missed, 0-2, as Quintero was looking to bring that ball out to outer space. No balls, two strikes here at Lone Mart Field. Stay tuned for the post-game show. We'll either have a Grizzlies win or Dominic Lorenz will head towards the bleachers. As a count of no balls and two strikes. Here's the pitch from the lefty. And it swung on and missed. There's his first professional strikeout as Quintero down on strikes. And congratulations to Justin Lohr, as he has his first down. Now it's Oswaldo Osorio.
And there you go right there. That's what you want to see from the young southpaw, is throw strikes, get batters off their momentum, and find a way to get the strikeout. And there's number one in the career for Lohr.
Lohr kind of lulls you to sleep a little bit. That fastball gets on you. As the pitch on its way, that is just outside. Count at 1-0. Looked like a slider there from Lohr. Was using a lot of different spots for the LSU Tigers. They're in the bottom of the eighth inning. Now pitching for your Fresno Grizzlies. A 4-1 deficit, though, for Fresno. Here comes the pitch. That is high as well. So Lohr now falls behind. And the strikeout of Quintero, he threw all strikes pretty much to Quintero. And for Meza Munoz, he fell behind just like right now. Runners at first and second with one out. Lohr, 17 pitches, and he has only thrown seven strikes. Here comes the pitch, and that's outside as well. Trying to locate a little bit more than he would like. You can tell a little bit of some frustration from Lohr as he gets the ball back.
You can tell some first-game professional jitters a little bit from Lohr, trying to get in this new environment, going from the collegiate world now to the pro world of minor league baseball, so making that transition here on a Wednesday evening.
As there's a called strike, count at 3-1. Just has to work on some mechanics and get right back into it. Justin Lohr follows Brady Hill and Brian Perez, who just did not get any run support again tonight. Here comes the 3-1. That is swung on and missed. Count at 3-2. Great location there as Osorio went chasing. Final line for Brian Perez, by the way. 6 innings, 7 hits, 4 runs, all earned. 3 walks, 5 Ks. Brady Hill allowed a hit, had a strikeout over a clean 1 inning. Here's the 3-2 from Lohr. And that's a high pop-up, but this one heading towards the seats and a souvenir for a lucky fan as the count remains at 3 balls and 2 strikes. A little bit of a different setup here at Lone Mart Field because the nets do not extend all the way down.
No, they go all the way down just above the dugouts, a little bit as the seats go past the dugout, pass on the first and third base side. Then you get into some picnic areas, so shorter netting here in Rancho than normal to some of the other Cal League ballparks.
3 balls, 2 strikes once again. The pitch on its way from Lohr. And that is swung on and missed. Great location again. Back-to-back Ks for Justin Lohr. That is another big pitch from the southpaw. Nolan Osorio was very swing happy, took advantage of it with a great pitch on the outside part of the plate. So now Elijah Hainline, who's 0 for 2 with a walk, a big spot after 2 walks, 2 Ks for Lohr. As he looks to get out of this inning unscathed, the pitch. And it's inside, count at 1-0. That was a very good pitch inside as Hainline buckled a little bit, took it. 1 ball, no strikes. Lohr's been able to use that breaking pitch on the inside part of the plate to righties, and on lefties on the outside is still count at 1-0. And here's a line drive into left field, and it is caught by the left fielder in 10 as he falls down. But that will end the inning. The Grizzlies trail 4-1. We head to the ninth. 3 outs to play with. We'll be back right after this.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Okay, the 2025 Toyota Camry is fully redesigned. I see you, Toyota. Sleek interior, electronic all-wheel drive. I should hit the mountains. I should call my girls. I should call my mom. Fold-down rear seats. This Camry's got tons of room. Could fit a snowboard in here. Should I try it again? The instructor was cute. Is he single? Is it complicated? 232 horsepower. Get lost in nature. Find myself in Joshua Tree. What if his name's Joshua? Find yourself in an all-new 2025 Toyota Camry today. Toyota. Let's go places.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
There are giants among us. They are the men and women building and sustaining our Navy's next generation submarines. If you're ready to go big, get on board. We build giants at buildsubmarines.com.
Top of the ninth inning here at Lone Mart Field in Rancho Cucamonga, California. Grizzlies trail the Quakes 4-1. Braylon Wimmer will lead things off against Roque Gutierrez. And a swing and a miss counted 0-1. Gutierrez has thrown 6 scoreless innings, 2 hits, no walks, 11 strikeouts. That's a career high for Gutierrez. As the pitch on its way, that's a fly ball lifted out to center field. Playable, though, for George, and he will make the catch as Wimmer, just like what the fans just said, 0 for 4 tonight. That's the first out as here comes the DH and Jared Thomas, 1 for 3 with a single. So Wimmer retired and the Grizzlies down to their final 2 outs here in the ninth inning. Fresno will be back with the post game after the final out is recorded tonight, whether it's the Grizzlies with a comeback win or with the Quakes back-to-back wins. And then tomorrow the Grizzlies and Quakes back at it for game 3 of 6. As that's outside, count of 1-0 on the check swing. Jared Thomas looks to get on. It'll be Calaz and then Mendez to follow. Fresno scored in the first inning. for the Quakes. They scored four in the bottom of the first. Since then, zeros, as there's a called strike count at 1-1. And it's been zeros ever since. This Grizzlies team, we've seen that, where they score in the first inning and then zeros for the rest of the night. It's been tough to watch. As here's a fly ball out to right center field. That ball is great carry, and that ball is gone, and Jared Thomas has his first professional long ball. A moonshot out to right center field, and the Texas Longhorn hooks a home run. And just like that, it's 4-2 here in the ninth inning. So Jared Thomas touches them all. He's now 2-for-4, and he has his first multi-hit game and his first professional home run. That ball was crushed out to right center field. And now brings up Robert Kolas, who's 0-for-3, checks his swing. Did he go around? He did not. Count at 1-0. Fresno has their first run since the first inning, their fifth hit overall. And for Gutierrez, that's got to be tough after six scoreless, allowing the ninth inning home run. Here comes the 1-0. And that's outside, two balls and no strikes. So Jared Thomas touches them all. And now Robert Kolas, number 11 prospect in this Rockies system, looking to do the same. The pitch inside, three balls and no strikes. Luis Mendez on deck. Fresno trying to find a way. As there's action down in the bullpen. Looks like finally action with Gutierrez on the bump as the 3-0 is taken all the way. Count at 3-1. Good take there from Kolas. Kolas has hit safely in every game so far in a Grizzlies uniform on a four-game hit streak. Here comes the 3-1 to Kolas. And he will line one to right, but it goes foul. Count full now, three balls and two strikes. Action down that bullpen for the Quakes. Three balls, two strikes to Robert Kolas. Gutierrez looks in. Here comes the 3-2 from the righty. And it swung on and missed. Kolas down on strikes. And he is an 0-for-9 as well. That is 12 strikeouts for Gutierrez. And here comes Luis Mendez, the last chance for Fresno, trailing 4-2. Mendez 0-for-2 tonight. A strikeout and a flyout. Jason Hinchman on deck. Let's see if Mendez can get on with power to come as Mendez will take a pitch. One ball and no strikes. Top of the ninth inning. Glad you could join us. 4-2 Quakes lead the Grizzlies here in the ninth inning. Fresno, though, just five hits tonight. A pair of errors as well. They had one error. That's here's a ground ball foul. And Mendez counted at one ball and one strike. But the Grizzlies had an error in the fifth inning thanks to Luis Mendez, unfortunately. They also had an error on a throwing move by Brian Perez. As here comes the 1-1. And Mendez, high chopper foul, count at 1-2. The Grizzlies down to their final strike as Gutierrez, 12 punch-outs. Looking for seven innings of work. Gutierrez would be in line for the win. I wonder if you can give him a win, hold, save, everything in between. Here comes the 1-2, and Mendez stays alive. He fouls one off. Gutierrez up to 84 pitches. He has thrown 59 strikes. Gutierrez just three hits allowed. He has 12 punch-outs. Here comes another 1-2 offering. And Mendez, that foul tips into the glove. Gutierrez, 13 strikeouts. Fresno, 15 Ks, the most by the Grizzlies this season. And they fall 4-2. Back-to-back wins for the Quakes. We'll be back the postgame right after this.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
There are giants among us. They are the men and women building and sustaining our Navy's next generation submarines. If you're ready to go big, get on board. We build giants at buildsubmarines.com.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Okay, the 2025 Toyota Camry is fully redesigned. I see you, Toyota. Sleek interior, electronic all-wheel drive. I should hit the mountains. I should call my girls. I should call my mom. Fold-down rear seats. This Camry's got tons of room. Could fit a snowboard in here. Should I try it again? The instructor was cute. Is he single? Is it complicated? 232 horsepower. Get lost in nature. Find myself in Joshua Tree. What if his name's Joshua? Find yourself in an all-new 2025 Toyota Camry today. Toyota. Let's go places.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Welcome back to Lone Mart Field here in Rancho Cucamonga, California for the postgame show as your Fresno Grizzlies fall to the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes 4-2. The Grizzlies cannot find a way to win at this ballpark. The Grizzlies, they are now 3-11 all time here at Lone Mart Field. That is dating back to 2022. The Grizzlies, they went 2-4 last year, 1-5 the year before that. They're 0-2 to start this six-game series. Fresno now 54-49 overall. They are 16-22 in the second half. And again, they're going to need help from Inland Empire to stay in the California League North Division standings. The Quakes 54-48. They are 24-14 in the second half. Fresno, 2 runs, 5 hits, 2 errors, 2 left on base. The Quakes, 4 runs, 8 hits, 1 error, 8 left on base. The winning pitcher is Roque Gutierrez, 4-2. The loss to Brian Perez, now 4-6. No save. Time of the game, 2 hours and 11 minutes in front of a paid crowd of 1,298 as the Grizzlies. Tough loss tonight. your Fresno Grizzlies. Let's give you a quick scoring update. In the top of the ninth inning, 1-1 between San Jose and Inland Empire. Modesto now leads Visalia 4-2 in the bottom of the seventh, looking to add on more. And the Storm leading the Port 7-5 at Banner Island Ballpark. So not good news for Fresno as they fall tonight. Let's give you the scoring plays. So the Grizzlies took a 1-0 lead in the top of the first. Andy Perez, an RBI single, scored Jared Thomas. And then in the bottom of the first, the Quakes scoring 4 runs. An RBI single from Wilman Diaz, which was after a walk and a throwing error on a pickoff move, put George in scoring position. An RBI ground out from Meza scored Wilman Diaz. And then a 2 RBI single from Samuel Munoz made it 4-1. The Grizzlies added a solo shot from Jerry Thomas, his first professional home run in the top of the ninth inning. But the storyline tonight was Roque Gutierrez of the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes. He took over for Luke Fox, who worked 2 innings of 1 unearned ball, 2 hits, 2 walks, 2 Ks. Gutierrez picking up his 4th win, 7 innings, 3 hits, 1 run it was earned, no walks, 13 strikeouts. Gutierrez not only worked around a leadoff triple, he really did not allow a lot of big hits against Fresno all night long. And Dominic Lorenz, what did you think about the right-hander Gutierrez?
Adding to his final line, and as a bullpen piece for this Rancho Cucamonga Quakes team, you rarely see guys that come out of the pen go more than 2-3 innings in any different variation of a scenario, but 7 innings tonight after Fox went 2, as you mentioned, 13 strikeouts, a career high, and he also struck out the side on 3 different occasions tonight against the Fresno Grizzlies. So it just a dynamic performance. He attacked the zone all game long, and for the majority of those 7 innings for Fresno batters, they looked off balance and exceptionally uncomfortable and seemed like they were just guessing most of the time and not attacking pitches that were right down the middle of the zone. So potentially you could call it missed opportunities in that sense, and you can definitely put a couple on the board, especially the 10 a triple in the eighth where they couldn't score at all, or even the 10 a single in the fifth, unable to move him due to a fielder's choice and then a caught stealing and a pop out to end the frame. So opportunities came a knocking, but I won't knock the Fresno Grizzly pitching staff here tonight. Yes, Perez, a tough first inning, gives up 4 runs, but zeros the rest of the way. 8 shutout frames after that. Brady Hill, a clean inning. Lore, a good debut with 2 strikeouts and a clean frame. Perez even had 5 strikeouts to his credit as well. But again, Perez, another game where he just doesn't get run support. There was a number that you mentioned during the broadcast where he had only been given 1 run of support on multiple outings this year, and the 1 outing of recent where he had more than one, it was 16 runs in a game against the Stockton Ports back 2 weeks ago. So just, you know, feast or famine in that situation. And again, that's out of Brian Perez's hands at this point. It's the offense that has to do their job. And after a big offensive output against Lake Elsinore last week at Chuck Chansey Park, 3 runs last night, 2 runs tonight. Got to find a way to bounce back and get big runs over the next 4 games to bounce back, because most definitely they need help from the Angels affiliate, the Inland Empire 66ers, which is 1-1 currently in the top of the ninth at San Manuel Stadium.
On the offensive side for Fresno, Jared Thomas led the way with a multi-hit game. So did Felix Tena. The duo combined for 4 of the Grizzlies. 5 total hits tonight. They had 2 players with multi-hits. The other hit was an Andy Perez RBI single who was taken out of the game in the first inning. We don't know exactly why, so for Andy Perez and the Grizzlies, a very tough loss. On the other side, a 2-hit game for Carlos Rojas, but almost everyone got in on the fun for Rancho Cucamonga. Their top 4 batters all scoring a run. RBI, 2 of them for Samuel Munoz in the 6th spot. For the Quakes. So the Grizzlies, they fall by a final score of 4-2 tonight. Dominic Lorenz, another loss for you. Maybe you're going to be kicked off the air if you can't get a win for your Fresno Grizzlies tomorrow.
Hey, there was opportunities. We did provide the Jared Thomas first professional home run, run a moment for him, the first strikeout of the career for Justin Lohr. So there was some key moments in tonight's game that are to be celebrated if you are a fan, and you should be a fan of the Fresno Grizzlies. But again, what matters the most, wins and losses, unfortunately. That's how sports trickles down at the end of the day. Do you get the dub Or do you unfortunately get the L? And tonight, the L went in favor of the Fresno Grizzlies. So they're going to have to battle back after winning 5 of 6 last week. They've lost the first two. So let's just call it what it is. No more losses this week. Let's go put out 4 in a row before returning to Chuck Chansey Park, the friendly confines of Chuck Chansey Park, for 2 consecutive weeks against Modesto and Stockton. Huge series coming up for your Fresno Grizzlies.
And you did mention that the Grizzlies have played very well in the second half at home. They are 10-5 in the second half at home, 6-17 on the road. In that first half, the Grizzlies on the road went 23-11. So a complete turn of events for Fresno. They're back tomorrow. Ismael Luciano gets the ball, a 1-0 record, a 9.82 ERA for your Grizzlies. The right-hander will face a right-hander for the Quakes, will be making his debut for Rancho Cucamonga. Hun Suk Jang, no record, no ERA. First pitch at 6:30 p.m. Pregame show at 6:15. Our pregame guest will be Brian Mena, who's made a couple starts. He will pitch later in the series for your Grizzlies. However you're listening tonight and wherever you're listening tonight, thanks for tuning in to Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV. My name is Stephen Rice alongside Dominic Renz. We'll see you tomorrow for more Grizzlies baseball, and have a blessed night.
Okay, the 2025 Toyota Camry is fully redesigned. I see you, Toyota. Sleek interior, electronic all-wheel drive. I should hit the mountains. I should call my girls. I should call my mom. Fold-down rear seats. This Camry's got tons of room. Could fit a snowboard in here. Should I try it again? The instructor was cute. Is he single? Is it complicated? 232 horsepower. Get lost in nature. Find myself in Joshua Tree. What if his name's Joshua? Find yourself in an all-new 2025 Toyota Camry today. Toyota. Let's go places.